Okay, continuing Hilchos Brachos, Simon Nun,
Yud Aleph,
Nun, Yud Aleph. Make sure everybody's muted, please, Naftali. Okay, Yud Aleph. Hayulfanu shnei minim shebrachasein Shabbos. So if you have two minim in front of you that the brachas are the same, again, ego is v'tapuach, a nut and an apple, sheyochel lavarach al echad v'lifter gam hasheni, and you're able to make a bracha on one and pata the second one, chayav lasis kein, you're chayav to do that. V'asaloi lavarach al echad v'kavana sheloi lifter as hasheni.
Bravo, you got muted.
You
Okay,
got
you're good
I
now.
know, I know, I know.
Okay.
You're not allowed to be, let's say you want to make 100 brachas in a day, right? So you say, why should I make a bracha on a nut and then have in mind to be yotze the apple? I just won't have in mind, I'll make two brachas. So you're not allowed to do that. You can't do with kavana to not make the second one. In order to make a bracha on it, also creates. You're not allowed to just say brachas for no reasons. It wouldn't be a bracha levatala because the bracha is the legitimate bracha. But what you're doing is you're making is a bracha she'ena tzricha. And you should make a bracha on whichever is more chashav, the fruit or the nut, whichever it is. But niftar hasheni, the second one we potter. Even though his kavana was not to make it potter, meaning, so I'm sorry, I should explain that a little better. If you had in mind the more when you ate the more chashuv food, and there was a less chashuv food in front of you, that's automatically included. But if you made a bracha on ze she'ena chashuv, but if you made a bracha on the thing that's not chashuv, ain't a nifter a chashuv, then it will not exempt the more chashuv. Unless you specifically had intention to make the other food potter. But if you just stam, you made a bracha tzarech lachzul lavarach ala chashuv, then you would have to make a bracha on the more chashuv. It's not the din. You cannot exempt something that's not chashuv. No, I'm sorry. Making a bracha on something not chashuv cannot exempt something chashuv, just agav. That doesn't work. Yud beis. Avalim heim shnei minim. But if it's two types, kagain priya a to priya adama, adar shabachasei shahakol. Let's say you have two different types, and one is a fruit, one is a vegetable, or one is a drink. Afal gav de b'diavad and berach ala kulam shahakol. Like we know that if you make shahakol works for any type of food. Or if you make on a fruit, you say that also works because bottom line is fruit does grow from the ground. You cannot do that. You make on each and every one the bracha that's meant for it. And the bracha comes before anything. And even if somebody has wine and grapes, and he wants to drink the wine first and make Bara Priya Gofen, even though that if he has kavana to make the grapes potter with, when he makes Bara Priya Gofen, he would be able to. Don't do this. You should have kavana not to exempt the grapes, so that you can make the bracha bar priya. So if you're having wine and grapes at the same time, then make the bracha on the grapes first, and then go and make the bracha on the wine. Yud gimel b'chol adorim chutz min apas. Anything except for bread, and this sugya here is called the bracha, the shinoi makom. It is a very common shaila to be asked. Meaning, when you move locations, do you need a new bracha? pas, and all types of food except for bread, if he changes his place, even though you were not masiach das, you did not think that you were going to finish eating. Meaning you're eating and you just decided to leave and go someplace else. That is considered automatic, as if you gave up on your original eating. Now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is very strict, and he says if you eat or drink in one room, if after that you move to a different room, to finish your food and your drink, even if you're eating the same thing, when you had your coffee, you started off in the kitchen, then you decide to go out to the dining room or you go out to the porch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need to make a new bracha.
So you bracha achrona, and then you make a bracha rishon.
No, so he'll get to it in a minute. Very good. Bafilu oiches beyada yasamaychel. Even if you're holding it in the end, like the coffee cup, ayamashka, or the drink, but noisay alacheder acher, you carry to the other room. Mikomakom tzarok levarach lav gam mechadosh bracha rishona. You have to make a new bracha rishona. Aval bracha achrona amasha achol tchila. But to make a bracha achrona, what you ate first, that you don't do. Ainy tzarok ya bracha shivarach b'soif tal l'shem, because the bracha achrona you make once you finish drinking works for both. Now, many disagree with this psak, and this is not the accepted psak. The accepted psak is that if it's under one roof in your own house, then you do not make a new bracha. That seems to be the accepted psak. Whether it's the proper thing to do, because you're getting yourself involved in a machloikis, is debatable. But if you had in mind, like you started your coffee in the kitchen and immediately you knew you were going to be leaving to different rooms, and that would certainly be okay. But again, the Kitzur is very strict on this and holds you have to make a new bracha in each room, and that's not the popular psak. Yud Gimel is talking about where you moved locations. Yud Dalet is even if you came, you left temporarily and then you came back to that location. If you went outside and afterwards you came back, to finish your eating, finish your food, you need to make a new bracha rishayna. Meaning, let's say you went outside to get the mail, went outside to get something from the car, or even according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, even if you go to a different room and get something and come back. That's only when he eats by himself, or he's eating with others, the kulam shinu es makayim, and everybody leaves their place. But if you left one person sitting there, as I gam elu shalchu, even those that left, kivin shadaitam lachzer lakan, since their das was to come back, elze shenishar, until they're going to come back to the person who was left sitting there, shenishar kan, who was left sitting there, but ligmar kan achilas, to finish their achila, then that's fine. You do not need a new bracha. Since you left one person sitting there, it's not mevatel the original sitting. Everybody goes back to their kviyus. Everything is considered one suda. Because basically these halachas are based on can you say that you're going back to home base and you're still part of your original suda? So if you're eating shahakol and nobody's left at the table, so it's considered something totally new. But if they're eating bread or that type of thing, so then even if you move locations, since you're still eating bread, that's considered a staple and it's considered like you're a part of your original meal, so you don't need new brachos. It's only when you're no longer part of your new meal. So if this person is still left sitting there, then that's considered like the original meal still going. That's why no new bracha is necessary when you go back there. If anybody's interested, it's a shameless plug, but I gave shir to the women on Matzah Shabbos on Zoom for the last month or so about this. And more in-depth shirim on this are on the website, tystein.com, in case anybody's interested. Tesvav, b'cheder echad mipina lapina, in one room from one corner to another corner, afa pisha cheder gadol ma'ayin, even though the room is very large, lehavi shinei makom, that is not considered shinei makom. So, like you go into a chasana and you move from one room to the other, even the same room, one corner to the other corner. So even the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that's no problem. Tezayin amaychol peres began shu mukav mechitzes. Let's say you're eating fruit in a garden that's surrounded by mechitzas. So berach al peres meilan echad al das lechol gam meilan asacherim. And you made a bracha on fruits from one tree with the intention to eat from other trees. Yochal lechol gam meilan asacherim. You're allowed to eat even from the other trees. Afal pishena roya mekame, even though you can't see the original place. Kivan shaloy asir daitoy, since he was not masiach das from it. And you don't need to make a second bracha. But if there's no fence around the garden, because you can be gone the gan acher from one garden to the other garden, then the das does not help. Again, the same thing. It has to have a fence. It has to have some sort of boundary, which then makes it like that your original bracha is still applicable. Okay, so that was Simen Nun with Bracha Rishayna. Now we do Bracha Achrayna. Klon lebe Bracha Achrayna, ubay tez bav se'ifim aleph. Al peres ha'ilon, on fruits of the tree, chutz mishivas aminim, except for the seven minim, v'al kol peres ha'adam v'yirakas, all vegetables, all other fruits and vegetables, not from the shivas aminim, v'chol dov she'en gidulim min ha'aretz, and anything that does not grow from the ground, like meat, eggs, fish, mevarek lacharein bairei nefashos v'chulu. You make the bracha bairei nefashos rabbas. V'afilu ochal v'shasa nifta v'bracha. Even if you ate and you drank, which you would think maybe you should require two different brachas, that's not a problem. Nifta v'bracha achas. You are potter with one bracha. That's what we're up to today, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Short and sweet. Everybody should be matzliach.
Yeah.
Have a fine night.
Thank you.
All right.
15 minutes.